this Italian eatery a must. Ravioli, holy cannoli.
Reminds me of Moonstruck, doesn't it? The movie with Cher, remember?
Oh, that, yeah.
Love a good pasta. 9:11 in the morning, 720 WGN. It is the Steve Cochran Show. Andrea Darlis, Dave Bennett with you until 10 o'clock. Bill and Wendy coming up at 10. Thank you, Wendy, for that text before. Sorry, I had my microphone on. And I apologize to you too, Mary Vandeveld. I know you were doing traffic, and I was singing Chelsea Dagger.
I know. I was having a concert under the traffic. It was awesome.
It was kind of nice.
At least I didn't swear or anything.
We should try this more often.
Yeah.
You're doing it, and I'm going, da, 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 da. And they're going, your mic is on. Dork. So
you were dancing.
We were dancing. Mary, you're going to have to come down here. March is National Noodle Month, and today, National Ravioli Day. We have in studio Zach Walrath, the executive chef of the Florentine, of course, right in the heart of the Loop, one of the best Italian restaurants in the city, on the second floor of the JW Marriott. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk pasta. What is it about? You're going to do a little demonstration for us as well today, too. We're going to make some ravioli right here in studio, and I see you laying out the pasta right now. Seriously, Zach, what is it about homemade pasta that makes it so much better than pasta that you either, you know, kind of get in a bag or in a box?
Well, I mean, I feel like it speaks to the handmade process. You know, the love that goes into the fresh pasta. Obviously, it's really simple ingredients, but usually they, you know, making it by hand adds a little bit more to the flavor, I think, sometimes. I mean, you know, an Italian grandma doesn't do anything different than I do or than anyone else does, but you know her pasta always tastes the best.
Yeah, see, my friend Gina Tuminello, her grandma made homemade pasta the best. There's no way I could ever do that. And I always say to myself, I want to do it on my own. Is it really that hard?
I mean, by hand, it's really easy. You know, it's only a few ingredients, flour, eggs, and a little bit of oil and salt. And you just put it on the table. You kind of use your hands. You get in there. You get dirty. Also, you could use a KitchenAid or even a food processor. So it even gets easier than doing it by hand.
What about the artistic side of it? Because pasta, there are so many different shapes and designs, and I don't know if I'm creative enough to come up with one of those.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Honestly, at the Florentine, we kind of stick true to the usual shapes, tortellini, ravioli. But sometimes we do a little bit of outside-the-box thinking, like a caramelli kind of is in the shape of a caramel. Like a piece of candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and then the fillings, you know, you can make many, many different fillings to raviolis or to the caramelli or even putting squid ink into the dough or something green into the dough to make it green. There's a lot of things you can do that are pretty easy to accomplish, even for someone at home.
I have to ask, does size matter? I mean, does it matter? Yeah, I know you're looking at me weird, but it doesn't matter. Does a fettuccine noodle alter the taste of, say, an angel hair pasta or a bow tie?
Yeah, you know what? I think it depends kind of on the sauce, but also it is something to your taste. I mean, there's different sauces do go with different pasta, but in my mind, it's what you really like yourself. You can do raviolis that are really big, a singular one. They're a little bit more delicate and harder to cook, so the smaller ones are a little bit easier. But I think it all depends on the person and their usual taste.
Are you tried and true to just your plain pasta noodle, or what do you think of when you add truffle oil and squid ink and crazy things to your pasta?
Yeah, I mean, we do kind of some crazy things. We did a gnocchi that had truffle in it. Like, we folded truffle pieces into the gnocchi. We do mix a lot of things in there. Green, like in the spring, we'll do a green pasta. You know, we're welcoming in the color and the flavors of spring. I like doing outside the box thinking all the time. We always put a few different things. Or this past menu, we put saffron in the dough. So just for a little bit of more color. It's fun to do it that way.
Boy, and the Florentine right downtown here, it's fantastic. Tell us where it's at.
It's inside the JW Marriott at 151 West Adams. We're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we have a free pizza happy hour from 4 to 6.
Hey.
Yeah, it's really good.
The ears perk okay, up, right?
Yeah, we're there.
All right, hang out. Hey, stick around with us. Chef Zach is going to be serving us some ravioli with ricotta filling in three sauces. You ready for this, Dave?
Yes.
Sausage, tomato sauce, stracciatella. I thought there was chocolate chip.
Yeah, it's also the same word, but it's a filling for the burrata, so it's like the cream that's inside burrata.
Okay.
How'd you know that?
I don't know about chocolate chips. Come on, man. All right, Chef Zach, more with him in the Florentine right after this on 720 WGN. WGN.
I was slow to join there, sorry.
Happy National Noodle Month. Happy National Ravioli Day, Dave.
Well, I know. I had it circled on my calendar.
Right? I did too.
Yep.
Zach Walrath, the executive chef of the Florentine, right in the heart of the loop on the second floor of the JW Marriott here downtown, in studio with us, making homemade pasta, teaching us how to make homemade pasta. And we have volunteered, and he has so graciously accepted. Mark Carmen is going to be doing the play-by-play. Chef Zach has laid out the noodles. Mark, what are we seeing
here? Well, thank you, Andrea. It's good to be able to provide this for everybody. First of all, I thought that these noodles were, I don't know. I thought it was like a sanitary thing, but it's actually a noodle. So this looks really not what it looks like when it comes out. Does anybody agree with that? Dave, I don't think you do, actually.
Because they were spread out, like, all across. They haven't been cut yet, right?
Right. Yeah. It looked like a cloth, like something you dry your face with. I don't know, but all of a sudden it's turning into a noodle, and there's been cheese, and now we're getting a circular object that is making each individual ravioli, which is an amazing process to actually see firsthand. I like to... There's a lump in each circular, which
this,
I believe
this
that
description is insane.
That's a lump.
Would that be the
technical term, Mark?
Would that be the cheese, Chef?
I believe that is the cheese.
Yes,
the cheese.
Okay, the cheese is the lump.
Aren't you guys glad that you had me do this?
Oh, yeah. You are just killing it.
Chef is actively preparing the pasta right now. The water is almost boiled. I have sauce and other objects to my right, and I can feel the intensity as we're about to commence.
See, play-by-play is not so easy, is it now, buddy?
It isn't. I know this. I did think that this one would be particularly easier because it's just a ravioli, but I'm having some trouble here. All right.
Mark, are we seeing an asparagus, black truffle, and a little Parmesan there as well?
I don't see that at all, Andrea, but apparently you have eyes on it that I'm not.
It's on my sheet here.
Oh, there it is. Now it's coming out from the bag. Audrey has brought out the truffle, which I would not have known as a truffle. And
Mark, what's a truffle?
Truffle is a truffle. Oh, okay. There they go. There's the truffles. Is that the truffle, Chef?
Actually, the first pasta is going to be the sausage with tomato sauce.
That's sausage, not truffles.
There you go.
You are killing it, Mark, right? Yeah.
Annette, you want to take over this? Or?
No. He's doing great.
There's a pan that the sausage just went into. I can tell you that for sure. That is accurate. And now the chef is opening up another plastic container that's got a white thing that I'm guessing is salt. Is that salt or is that sugar?
It is salt.
Gee, why don't you just have the chef do the play-by-play?
Because he's making the pasta.
That's very important to salt the water.
He's standing up. Yes, it's very important to salt the water.
I think that was an aggressive salting. It was more salt than I normally use. I think the chef probably knows more than what
I watch a lot of cooking shows, and they always say you can never salt the water too much.
Oh, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
What about the ingredients?
That's what Tom Colicchio said that.
You know, my grandma, many of the old, you know, Italian grandmas, the Greek grandmas, the Jewish grandmas, my grandmother used to salt to taste. What are your thoughts on that, Chef? Salting to taste, spicing to taste, or should you have exact measurements when you're doing this?
I don't think there's such thing as exact measurements when it comes to salt.
The microphone has been placed very close to the
two
burning
tastes
objects.
Is very good.
Look at that. Yeah. All right, so we are creating now, and is the pasta boiling in the water, Mark?
Is that what you're seeing?
No, there's no boiling going on, okay. But the chef is now entering the pasta into the water. And with a nice individual placement.
Is that an entry pass?
I think so. Into the post it goes, like McIntosh to Derek Pardon, the chef going pasta to the water. And there is a meat sauce being souffled.
May I just say that the Allstate Showcase Studio smells better at the moment than it ever smells.
True story.
Amen to that. Amen to that. You can watch all of this right now on CLTV if you want to see our cooking demonstration. Chef, how long does it take to make a ravioli?
He just put butter in the sauce.
Oh.
I always see that on TV, and I can't believe. That's why my sauce never tastes as good at home, because I can't make myself put butter in my sauce.
Mark, it's a key play that you just missed there. We put the butter in the sauce.
I did. I wasn't sure that was butter, but it looked very much like butter, and indeed it is butter.
Ask the chef how long it takes to make one ravioli. How long does it take to cook?
To cook?
Yeah, that's a pretty big size ravioli there.
I'd say a minute or two. Once they start to float, they're pretty close to done.
Okay.
I know the fresh pasta takes less time than when you have a boxed pasta or frozen.
How do you know? You know, when I first started cooking, not that I even cook, when I first started cooking, we would take, this is college, we knew the spaghetti was done when you could take the noodle and you throw it up against the cabinet and it sticks to the cabinet.
Yep. Well, don't start throwing ravioli.
No,
I'm not. Sounds like a wife's tale to me.
No, it's true. That's when I know it's done. But if you like it a little more al dente, do people like it a little more firmer, their pasta?
They do. Usually fresh pasta really is not al dente, but it has a little bit of chew to it.
See?
Weren't you in a band called the Floating Raviolis?
I was, and al dente. Chewy al dente is what, it was more of a ska sound.
He was the lead singer.
Yes, he was.
I thought you dated him.
The first raviolis going into the pot right now. Raviolis are going into the pan. From the pot to the pan, ravioli.
It's in the pan.
It's in the pan. It looks very delicious.
You are not getting pasta play-by-play up and down the dial in this city or anywhere else in the United States right now. If you are, it's not sounding like this. This is the okay, so now, again, we are celebrating National Ravioli Day. We're celebrating National Noodle Month today. Chef Zach is here, and he's making our pasta. Are we almost done with it?
Light bubbling of the sauce around the ravioli. I think we're getting a collating. I think collation is...
Oh, a collation.
Yes.
Coalition?
Is that a correct term, Dave? What do you think?
It is. Chef, do you ever have to call for a left-hander out of the bullpen?
Not usually.
Okay.
We are so grateful to you. Thank you so much, Chef. Okay, they're going to serve it. He's going to plate it. And this is all, it's all about the presentation, right?
There's a beautiful plastic plate that is going to serve the pasta.
Uh-huh.
The plate is sitting on a table, and now the pasta is entering the plate with a nice piece of sausage on top of the ravioli with the bubbling of the ricotta that is still transforming.
How hot should the sauce be, too? And should you put the sauce on separately or mix it all together? Not mix it all together, right? You do the sauce.
I think
at
you
the
put everything together, let the pasta cook a little bit in the sauce just so it all kinds of come together.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is the best cooking demonstration ever. And props to Mark Carmen for this play-by-play.
Thank you. Very nice job, Mark.
Very nice.
Thanks, guys. It's good to see upper management has also come down to partake in the pasta.
Right.
There was a video being filmed. I think it's more of a perhaps wanting of pasta.
No, I think it's all, it's facilitating, facilitating the whole project. Huge thanks to Chef Zach. Thank you, Chef Zach. Executive chef at the Florentine. Again, it's downtown, the heart of the Loop, second floor of the JW Marriott. Thank you so much to Audrey for setting everything up. And we are going to take a quick break back after this on 720 WGN.